Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, 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 and to Webleyans, beautiful people, we are back for another show.
What it is, though.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are back.
Welcome.
It's the Backyard Maker Show, backyardmakershow.com, on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. It's another week. It's another show. Some more flavor, man. How y'all feeling today, man? I'm my name is Self, man. I'm here with the beautiful Beatrice. And the beautiful X.
Hey. I was about to say, why are you going to call me beautiful?
And that's okay. I think men should be called beautiful. That,
you know, I think you should be strong in your.
I was just playing though. Don't get too deep. Our interwebians are going to be like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
What are they doing?
Nah. Oh shit! It's all love.
What's up, my brother? What's good, man?
I'm tired, dog.
Yeah, you will.
I'm tired, man. I mean, you know, live in life, and kids, and marriage, and responsibilities, and life, and more.
Yo, man, you know? that's life. Man.
It's life, right? Yeah.
Life is war.
It's life. Such is life. Nothing new. You know, I mean, there's a lot new. There's a lot of good things. It's just making time to create new things. And create room for new things.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of new things that are happening in my life. I can't say that, oh, it's just the same shit. It ain't the same shit. I really can't, like, flex on my life like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the same time, you know, I think, you know, as we were talking about earlier, I feel like the retrogrades and the eclipses and all this stuff. And it's just interesting because I remember, like, on Facebook, you know, I'm just noticing everybody was just, like, going crazy about, yo, this is happening. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, in my mind, I was curious to what people were expecting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what were people expecting from all these shifts? You know what I mean? So I was just watching other people's reactions. And then after the fact, I realized everybody's like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel crazy. I feel emotional. Yeah. It makes sense because a lot of things are opened and a lot of mm-hmm. portals, a lot of new gateways, a lot of things shifted, a lot of shit happened in a quick period of time.
I think a lot of people had to face their stuff too.
Yeah, that's
fact. So that's a big part of it.
It was dope too because you know the people that I typically wouldn't see talking about shit like that were talking about it. So mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
it's dope that people are becoming more aware of these things. It's
a little awakening type of shit. You
right,
know?
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least the curiosity behind it, because I feel like before people used to shut things down like right away.
Like,
and now
the
they're like, wait,
that?
Let me see. Yeah.
This makes a little sense. Hold on, wait.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It makes more sense to be deep than to be dumb now.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, like you look stupid.
That could
dumb.
Be intertwined.
Yeah.
Switched up.
I don't know. It all depends who you're talking to, I guess, man.
Yeah, and where you are.
Yeah.
But I mean, even people who think that, like, no, nobody wants to be dumb nowadays. Like,
yeah.
Wants to be, even the people who are dumb, they look at themselves like they probably like smart as shit. That's why you have like some of these rappers who will be like, yo, I'm better than Biggie, I'm better than Pac. You know, damn well, they're not better than Biggie or Pac. But, you know, in their mind, they see themselves that way because, you know,
they play sense of self. I think that's where the ego comes in and like humbleness too. Like, no matter where we get, we still have to remember that, you know, like where we come from, who we look up to. Like, there are other people out there that we all look up to, you know.
This generation, man, especially of musicians, well, I'm gonna say more rappers, it's the clout generation, what they call it, man. They go for clout.
Everybody
chase clout. No matter what it is, even if it's to you look dumb as fuck, do some dumb ass shit, they're doing it. And like, you know, how we grew up, that's not part of the code. Like, you don't do that. You don't sell your ass for you're
just a sucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're definitely a sucker.
Like, you fight for it.
Right.
Like,
the right way you earn that shit. These motherfuckers are...
They don't have integrity.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lack of integrity.
Yeah.
It's a whole lack of integrity. You know, and it's interesting, right? Like, so when I go to Irvington, I don't know if I had mentioned this or like Newark, but more so like Irvington and like Patterson,
mm-hmm.
I see a lot of older people on the streets.
Mm.
Like, you have younger kids like preteens and shit out there, and like some of the younger 20-somethings. And then like if you're like I would say you're past like 23, 24. You're not out there. You at work, or you know what I'm saying? You like at a, you know, entertainment, doing some club shit or whatever. Like, there most people between like 24 and like 40, you know what I'm saying, are like working really hard. And I'm picking them up with Uber, you know what I'm saying, or Lyft, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking them up. These are the people that I'm picking up between this age range. Everybody else, they're out there, like, caught out. Like, the young ones is selling the shit. And then the old heads, I'm talking about like past 40 and up, they buying the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These are the fiends still. So, like, oh man, I don't even know where the fuck I was going with that shit, yo. That shit just, cause yo, that shit is like no other, yo. I wish I could record the shit I see in my head when I'm driving, yo. Yeah. I be driving like yo,
zombie
land. Literally, the shit you would see in the 90s or like the 80s, like the shit you see in the 80s. There you go. The shit you see in the 80s, you still see going on now.
For real.
There.
I feel like that in Naugatuck. I used to live in Naugatuck. Mm. And I swear, I called it Zombie Land. Because after like 6 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock, you saw everybody coming out like for drugs. And it turned foggy, the air, and the dark, and the river smells.
Yo, it's crazy because that's how the valley is for me. Like, I never used to really be up in the valley. But now that I, you know, I got the little pizza gig over there. I'm in Derby, Ansonia, and Seymour. Mm. And yo, I ain't never seen no shit like this, bro. Like,
yo, yeah.
Like, and not for nothing, man. It's a lot of the white people in that section. I mean, you know, it's everywhere, but it was even more strange to see it being white people. So
it's like meth is their drug of choice, right? Normally, it's
not,
like meth.
Nah, it's
heroin.
Yeah, oh,
that's right. Heroin is big out here in Connecticut.
It's crazy because
they really look like zombies coming out.
Yeah, like, yo, like that. Sometimes the girls that answer the phone be like, yo, these motherfuckers sound crazy. Like, they mumbling and slurring and shit. Mm. And then I get to the fucking address and the motherfuckers about to fall down the fucking steps and shit. It's like, wow, bro. It's crazy out here. That zombie shit.
It's interesting it looks different depending on what community you're in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, whew. You're like, all right, so I'm driving through the rich neighborhoods and shit. And like, I'm talking to somebody that lives out there. And I like to bring shit like this. So just to see what the person say. So I'm like, yeah. Places like this got a lot of secrets. Just to see what they're gonna say, right? They'll be like, yo, yes, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? The Pulaski's over here, you know what I'm saying? About the fucking, you know what I mean? They start going in. But like, the one thing that I notice is a common thing is the pit. It looks different because they can afford the addiction. They can afford
not a poor
the addiction.
Man's drug.
Right. Like, no, none of these hard drugs is a poor man's drug. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't afford to, like, keep up with it all the time and eat well at the same time, and, like, you know, you're going to look like you're taking that shit. But a lot of them don't look like they're taking that shit. But a lot of them are, like, sniffing Adderall and doing shit like extra hard drugs. It's just, it's hard fucking drugs. You know, it's just pills. And, you know, they're able to do things to make it look different. Wear a suit, you know, cologne. I came from this house. This is my car, you know, like certain things give you a different perception on what's happening.
But yo, a lot of them, too, are, you know, the ones that especially on the heroin, they're, you know, they go get the methadone and shit to try to, you know, get off of this shit. But yo, there's zombies off of that shit, too.
Yeah, like, yo.
Well, if you know anything about methadone, it's probably harder than heroin to some extent because it actually deteriorates like your teeth and your hair and the way you like your skin and all that. So in a way, it's almost worse.
It's worse. And from my understanding, methadone, for those who may not understand what that is, it's like a substitute, right, that I get you off for the drug.
Yeah, but it's to get you off. Yeah,
it's to get you off, but it gets you,
it gets you hooked to
high.
That too, right? Yeah. That shit crazy. I had a friend of mine, like, they offered that shit to me when I was like, I was on the painkillers on 2015 or whatever, and I was trying to get off of it. And I was like, this shit don't make no motherfucking sense. Like, you about to give me some more shit to get off of this shit? Like, I'm
and that
I'm
is just, worse.
Yeah, like,
get off
hell
that?
No. And I just see people off that shit, they just be looking, I'm like, I'm good. I'm straight. No, I'm going to just get off this my own way. I'm sorry, and I'm not sorry. But yeah, like, I mean, people were selling that shit. It was crazy. It was a really deep scope into that world firsthand, you know.
I always think about too, like, if it really got real out here and you see all these people and they can't get their stuff, it's gonna be a scary fucking world.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be real scary.
It's the Walking Dead.
Literally. For real.
Zombie land. Like, oh my goodness.
And they'll do anything to get that shit.
For real.
I got a little story for y'all too, man. You know, at the pizza place I work at, I'm not gonna put the name out there, man, but you know, there was a incident that happened. This one of the dudes was on drugs. I don't know exactly what he's on, but he ended up stealing money out the register. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he got caught finally. He was lucky that the, you know, boss man let him stay and shit. Oh, wow. Just doesn't let him go around the register and stuff. But like, yo, like, you know, that shit is risking your job. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he's already, you know, he's an older dude. He's like in his late 50s, almost 60s. So you already know he's not really trying to do nothing else to prosper as far as in the work field. And so if he's gonna risk it like that, and that's deep. Where are you gonna go after this?
Right, like what else, you know, is there left saying? For you after this, like, shit right here? Like, ain't nothing.
I think that, yo, they're done with them. Like, they don't see that about themselves. You know, after a certain point, it isn't them anymore. Mm. You know,
it's that's almost like the program fiend running
that took over. The monster. Yeah. You know,
the person is regular. Damn, still out there. Like, that shit is deep. I think I'm. Like, when I go, I don't even like to get out of my car in Jersey, I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I'm, yo, you can feel the desperation in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, when you, wherever you go, you could tell the people working there, they fiends too. Yeah. And it's like, yo, it for me, that's a scope of reality. Like, all right, let me just help y'all understand. Like, cause I don't think this shit crazy. So okay. this morning, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm working hard to pay all the bills I got to pay. I'm like, finally, I paid the fucking bill. All right, now I need to work to actually have some money because I got other stuff I got to pay, and I got this and I got that. So I took this ride. It was 1 minute away. I'm like, okay, where the person at? And it was a 50-mile ride. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's what I'm talking about. Long ride. I'm all excited. Car pulls up on the side of me. Dude hops out. He gets in the car. The woman, she got shades on. It's not sunny. She's like, yo, I'm going to follow you. Okay, sure. I start driving. He's in the car. As I'm driving, I'm asking myself, why am I driving him there when she's following me to the same place that we're going?
Yeah.
I was just like, wait a minute.
That's not shady.
And they didn't do nothing to me. They went to like, it was a nice place in Jersey. It was real. I dropped him off and drove off.
The fuck was that shit
about? I don't know. Yeah, like, it was the weirdest. She followed me the whole time.
Did they seem like they had some kind of problem where she was like following that motherfucker?
I asked, like, is that your mom? Is that your girl? Yeah. I didn't know what, because she looked like, it was hard.
Yeah, because
I couldn't really tell what was going on. I was confused, motherfucker.
It's probation.
One of the first
things. Right, like, who is this? Like, what's going on here?
One of the first things I think of is, like, is it a couple? They got into an argument. He called the Uber. She's like, fuck that, I'm going to follow you. I'll embarrass you.
Something. Yeah, that might be it, because I'm confused, because she was like, he's doing too much. I'm just sitting there like,
oh yeah, so it definitely was that then. If he's saying she's doing too much.
I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you could have just gave him a ride. You know what I'm saying?
He just paid me
to take him while you fight. I thought about that shit the whole way back in Connecticut. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I got paid to do nothing. Besides, that was weird. But drugs, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no fucking way you're doing that. And there's no fucking way you're just gonna smoke weed and be like, yo, I'm gonna pay this nigga $50 to take you somewhere that I'm going to.
Yeah,
it's
definitely some love triangle shit, man.
Yeah, but drugs have, it must be the drugs.
Well, yeah, that and that.
It must be. Yeah, drugs and that is worse. Yeah, it's worse. That's way worse.
Potent mixture, man.
That is a potent mixture.
Yo, but I wanna kinda go back to the methadone, man. Like, how does it make sense to try to get people off of this shit by giving them something that's, isn't it a little bit more powerful? Like,
well, they try to justify it by saying like, oh, I'll give you this much this week, then a little bit less, and then a little bit less, and then try to wean them off.
But
then they just relapse with the actual heroin. Majority of the time.
See, my thought is, all right, who's paying for that methadone?
This is
the
true.
Government.
Where's the money going? You know what I'm saying?
We're paying for it.
This is true. Who's profiting? Nobody's really profiting money wise off of this.
Because if you really want to get somebody off, what about all these other places that
they don't want to get them off? They want to keep them.
You know
like
those
that.
Homes that they send them to really get them off the drugs when they don't do no drugs?
Yeah.
That's how you really do it. These motherfuckers.
That's the treatment center, and yeah. we were talking about that earlier. About that
shit, and that's the high end shit.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. the low end shit. Only for take the people money. With like, money that can afford that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The insurance can afford
they
it.
They don't accept Husky. They don't accept yeah. things that you know. So, of so course, that's segregated.
That shit is like that. Shit is like yeah, segregated. That's an EBT card and WIC. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much
of the drugs.
Yeah, and then the treatment centers are the debit cards and credit cards of the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. It's true. And we're talking about how like treatment centers don't really treat you. But now they're starting to involve more holistic practices in their work.
But they're still discriminating, mm-hmm. which is a big problem because yeah. it's like if only a certain set of people could get help, you know, then you're always going to have all these zombies out right, here, right, you know. Right, right. But at the same time, is that part of the plan?
I think so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure so. You know, it's like, all right, I know the drugs are spread out through every class and every community, mm-hmm. but the way you get better, we can control that. You know, we might not be able to control who's taking yeah. what, but we can control who gets the right help.
It's
just like with the weed, bro.
It's crazy.
Weed was so evil. Weed was so evil until they were able to fucking
make money off of it.
Medical, now make money mm-hmm. off of it. Now there's yeah. dispensaries everywhere.
Well, there was so much research, people realized like so much truth behind it that yeah. they got to a point where they almost have to acknowledge it. Like,
and I agree with
they
you.
They can't fight it no more.
But that's the fucked up you know? Part about it is it's a lot of people in jail behind that shit.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's yeah. a lot of people fucked
certain
up
certain people. Yeah, because other people. Don't drugging. Even get in trouble for that. And
right,
yeah.
they just was yep. moving some weed and got caught with that shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like people, I'm not talking about anybody like you know did some shit like for real, mm-hmm. but like, you know, you got caught with some motherfucking weed.
Louisiana was the worst for that.
Doing time,
shit, crazy doing time for weed. Yeah. Like,
and you know what? There's a celebrity actually. Damn, I fucking forgot, man. But there's a celebrity. I forget who it is. I had seen it. They're fighting to get those cases basically.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Because
yeah, that's some bullshit.
If now the law's being passed where it's legal and shit, then you know what I'm saying? And I think mm-hmm. he actually did get some people home, man. I think it was actually in a podcast, man.
I hope they're really successful off of that, man. I really yeah. hope they yeah. get
I'm
going
to have to research that shit again.
That's bullshit.
We'll
you know,
talk about it.
But. I'll put you behind bars over yeah. you know something that now, like, the whole idea of the being a plant, that's one thing, but. To now for other companies and people to be, you know, millions and millionaires and, you know, however many money, mm-hmm. money they're making yeah. off of this very same thing is just fucking disrespectful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I have a problem with, like, prisons in general anyways because even if it's not just weed, like, a lot of people that are in prisons do need treatment and do right. need help.
A lot of
it's
mental issues.
And they're not being treated the right. right way, you know, and they're setting people up for failure because they're setting them to these places and, mm-hmm. you know, they're just getting more angry and then they come back out to society, you mm-hmm. know, and then they don't have any help.
Right.
So that's a big problem in itself.
Hell yeah, it's a big ass yeah. issue. You know what I mean? It's like mental health is not being addressed at all in the indigenous communities.
Yeah.
And this is facts, you know, like where's one place as an indigenous person can we go for mental health issues that somewhere that we actually get help?
Mm-hmm.
We're like I have to actually think about it, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
And traditionally, yeah. it used to be like the shamans, the right. curanderos, the people right. in the...
And that's now emerging.
Yeah, again.
Again,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, which is great.
But yeah. outside of that, you know, yeah. like this is new, kind of. Yeah. Like this is like a new like availability of these mm-hmm. kind of things, so to say, where you can just kind of like go online and find somebody that might be into it or, mm-hmm. you know, go look and see what your options are. Whereas there was a time probably like not even 3-4 years ago where... You know, you weren't able to just do things like this. Yeah. And, you know, it's a very interesting time that we're in because to now finally just be addressing mental health, imagine how far behind we are now
yeah.
with all the things that have happened due to, you know, situations. So I think there's a lot of work to do, man.
Yeah,
there's
so much confusion, too. Like, the people were left confused, yeah. you know, with all this.
For me, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of confusion.
I look at it like this, man, and... You know, I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but it's like I get it that it exists and it's there and it's always been there, but I feel they push that shit now more. Like there's more mental illness on purpose. Like they're pushing it out there, man. Like I feel that's one of their weapons. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just I like think drugs it's and, always been there. I don't think it's been treated. So I think
but that's what I'm saying.
Becoming,
I think it could be both, yeah. though. I think it could be both.
I think what they're doing and saying that this is treatment is making it worse.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you're seeing all the
now that they see the
repercussions.
The lane to, you know, to make money and all that shit. Now it's, everybody's gonna get treated in their mother, so they could get that. You know what I mean? So,
but what type of treatment? Is the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, that the treatment matters because the treatment can be the methadone, and that ain't treating shit. Yeah. What ways do you feel they're pushing it?
Man, and anything, man, from the foods, you know what I'm saying, to the water, you know, like we spoke last time. There's shit in the water, you know. Right. What I'm
pharmaceuticals all in the water.
Pharmaceuticals, you know what I mean, and I believe in the foods, you know, shit like McDonald's and shit like that. I think they do that. I you know, I don't have no type of faith in this government, man. They're wicked. They're wicked people. They're
very wicked.
So I don't put shit behind them. And I think it's
world governments,
Yeah,
not just our government.
No, And when I say government, I'm talking, you know, I'm talking about the one world, everything. But you know, but yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel.
No, man. I agree. I mean,
I've studied shit too much, man, and
to not know it, not be that.
And I just feel shit. It's intuition that you know what I'm saying all the time, and I learned how to rock with it now. So
I'm
gonna give you guys some logic too, like the people who are listening. You know what I'm saying, for people who might be like, "Oh, that's far fetched." It's not. All right, so now I'm gonna give you just a breakdown on like what we see in our neighborhood. So when I go to Newark or I go to places like that, and the reason why I keep bringing up Newark and I bring up these certain places in Jersey is because they have big populations. It's almost like New York on a smaller scale, you know what I mean? So you have to look at these places almost like standards or of what it's like on the East Coast or in certain places of the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Now check it out. And communities where there are indigenous people, when I say indigenous people, that means, you know, African Americans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, so on and so forth. Anyone who is indigenous to this land now, or these lands, this place, so to say. You'll see nothing but, in these neighborhoods, Checkers, Wendy's, McDonald's. What's the other one?
Burger King,
no,
Popeyes. There's no in Popeyes. Yes, there's no healthy places to go eat there, and they're open all night.
And if there is, there isn't. But if there is healthy shit, the shit is like double the amount that you're paying for the.
Or they close while early, and you gotta go far out to go actually experience the situation in these cities. In particular, so like New Haven has a lot of like spots, you know, wellness spots, new shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Fairfield, like we can't say that too much in Connecticut as much, except for like maybe Bridgeport. Bridgeport has a couple of options, you know what I'm saying? But like things are a little different here in Connecticut. But like Jersey, there's a big amount, a mass amount of indigenous people there, you know what I'm saying? So this big amount of people, I see how they got it set up. It's like, all right, well, this is gonna be y'all diet. You know what I mean? Because I know y'all not gonna go further than this area to go get something to eat. Even when I'm doing Lyft, I'm driving all across the place. I don't want to have to drive. I would literally have to drive to a whole nother few towns to get something that is like good, that is like good for me. You know what I mean? Like and good.
If
I mean,
you could afford it,
right. If I could afford that. Time. Otherwise, I gotta go get some chips from the store or something. You know what I'm saying? And just call it a day or Naked or something. You know what I mean? But like. You know, that is indicating to the whole thing where Ricardo was talking about the chemicals. The reason why we talked about these places is because these are corporations, you know what I'm saying? And you got to think, in order to mass produce this kind of food, they got to cut a lot of corners. You know what I mean? There is no way there's that many chickens, that many cows, that many animals to cut up on a daily basis to serve the world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you have to consider that. That's why it makes sense that these corporations would have all this other bullshit in their food, because how the fuck can I get a hamburger for $1? So you mean telling me that hamburger got made, like you were able to pay the employee, get it shipped here, all that shit for this dollar and profit? Mm-hmm. So that means how much did you pay for the burger, for the actual bun? You got what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all get it, but this is just, you know, for everybody that's watching, you know what I mean? Because I know, I feel people be like, okay, well, what's the point? That's the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no fucking way there you got that many damn animals to just serve the world. What the fuck are you eating? So it's a combination of different things. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at, I don't know if you ever eat some of that shit on an empty stomach and see how you feel. You know what I mean? Like, pay attention to your body. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're fed that on a consistent basis, it becomes your part of your makeup and part of your body, part of your brain chemistry, part of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why some of these neighborhoods are the way they are. Like, and there's another thing, even something as simple as fucking Minute Maid. You get the big ass Minute Maid 2 gallon shits, them shits
blazing. Then you get the fucking 2 liter shits. They're like the small, not the 2 liter. I think it's 2 liters. They taste different. Yeah. And you get they taste different the more. Yeah. So I'm like, they're putting different ingredients in each size and each kind. Like, and it's the same fucking flavor. So it's telling you. Right. Like, they don't even realize it. Yeah. I'm like, yo, why does this taste like juice and this tastes like some bullshit, but it's the same fucking thing?
Yeah. Definitely. So, that's what a lot of these brands too, man. I've noticed that.
Yeah, a lot of that shit. Yeah. So they have different things they serve for different communities. You know what I mean? So in our communities, they have certain things that are, you know, if these people, they have studies on this shit, you know what I'm saying? If these people taking such and such chemical or ingredient for such and such time, these are the results of what we've seen in their behavior patterns. That's how they fucking study us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to study
us. These are the diseases that come out of it. These are the diseases that could be treated. Right. This is the medicine that could keep on, you know, and for years and years and years, they're feeding a system, you know?
Yeah. So
with the
data, like almost like a data bounce back, because that's what the diagnosis is and all the different things you spoke of. That's like data for them on how to, like, all right, so how are they reacting to said things that we're putting out?
Yeah.
How is, you know what I mean? It's like all the data. Yeah. Like I said, computer.
And it keeps
like
it going. It keeps all this stuff going. And like, until we all just say enough is enough, it's always going to be like that, you know?
But then what does that even look like, right? Mm-hmm. Enough is enough. Like, what does that, like, what could we actually even do for What can we do? They say enough is enough.
I mean, I'm sorry, B, to cut you off, but I was gonna say we could plant our own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fruits and vegetables, that's awesome. You know.
No, I agree.
We can start slow.
Mm-hmm. Our own businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, if we buy from each other,
barter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you got a health business for this, like natural makeup or something like that, and then somebody else has vegetables, natural vegetables. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has natural flowers. You know, so. And everybody buys from each other, then that's how things
work. And that's all good. You know what I'm saying? I think we're doing some of that now. When it comes to health, though, you know, there's still the factor of the fact that most of the seeds that we grow with aren't even fucking the real
thing to begin with.
So now we're still dealing with genetically modified.
Yeah.
They even outlawed some of the people that have original seeds. I remember seeing some bullshit. So, you know, it's not to say that none of this is like that we should not do some of the solutions because of it. But
like a solution for a lot of that is, and this is where like energy work comes into play a lot. So I taught in one of my courses about that, because a lot of questions like that I've gotten and things like that are there sacrifice or the animal sacrifice? Do you eat meat? Do things like that, you know? And there's a lot of people that believe in just veganism and things like that when it comes to spirituality. But when you really work with energy, you start realizing that, like, you can have a piece of meat and you can literally cleanse the energy. You could cleanse the food.
Yeah.
If you start learning those things, you can literally start balancing all the stuff that you put inside of you. Right.
Because, you know what's crazy, too? And I was just reading this actually last week. I remember they talk about the same trauma that whatever animal you're eating
goes into your body.
You're
especially
bringing that
if you're
into
an
you.
Empath.
So like that, you know, whether it's a chicken, whether it's a cow, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
you know what
it is. Yeah.
But so, since we have no choice sometimes, and we have to settle for like these
you gotta
things.
Gotta learn how to cleanse your
shit. Yeah, you gotta learn it, and you gotta learn it for yourself. And just because it might not be the healthiest thing, when you start living a certain way, when you start using this energy, you can literally stay healthy. You can keep yourself balanced.
That's true.
So there are other ways, and this is where spirituality is really important, because you can do these things. Because that happens to vegans too. Like, you have to understand all these plants that they're eating and stuff are being sprayed with things. You know, you got the seeds, all that stuff. So it's not... It's not like you're completely eliminating
kind of like filtering out a lot of it, you know, but not completely. It's not the complete solution, but I think the energetic thing is a big one, you know what I mean? Like starting to like work with the seeds and work with plants and work with the land and work with cleansing things.
Mm-hmm. But it's so fucked up though, because now you were asking about some of the documentaries. This is a documentary on Monsanto. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I know about Monsanto.
Well, for interwebbings, Monsanto is a big company. They actually own Roundup, which is a company that makes you go to your Walmart anywhere and all that. They're the company that makes like shit to spray weeds to kill the weeds and shit like that. So anyway, in this documentary, Monsanto was basically taking over all the farmers' shit. Mm-hmm. So they have their own seeds, right? Mm-hmm. And when their crops or whatever would grow, the crop dust or whatever would fucking go into the other farmers' farms and shit like that. And if the state officials would come and check it out, it would read as Monsanto shit. So basically, if it gets tainted with that shit, Monsanto automatically, they own it. And I don't know, that it was odd, but yo, it was legit, like, in this documentary. So it's, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because I think I've watched a similar documentary. Yeah. It has something to do with the seeds and how they were kind of just trying to eliminate all the original seeds.
And and they wanted to own everything. Right. Yeah. So like, yo, like that. To even think like that and want to do that to people or the world, bro, like that's some like, fucking that's some
next
shit.
Some next level shit when you really think about it. Like, that's some
dark ass shit.
Yeah, bro. Who's thinking like that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm going to own food.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to patent food. Like,
same thing with the water, bro. Look at all these companies selling water and that shit is patent natural. Water.
Like, you don't even know what's in the bottles anymore because I feel like everybody's drinking bottled water.
Right. Yeah, most people are drinking bottled water.
Yeah. But nah, there's shit in that bottle. You don't know if that was a plan. Yeah, like for everybody to be drinking whatever they're putting
there's
in
shit
that
in the bottle water. Absolutely.
There's definitely shit in that bottle
water. So if you drink from the sink or if you drink from the bottle, again, learn how to cleanse that this stuff. And it's important. It's like other level stuff because if we're not learning how to cleanse this shit, we just continue to keep on and on and on. You know, well, it's gonna catch up.
B, for our interwebians, how can they cleanse it? Like, so if they didn't know how to cleanse it, what would they do? What steps would you say?
Well, I usually say, you know, like I meditate and then I like envision. So a lot of the stuff I do is envisioning. You kind of put your own light or whatever you want to call it, your spirit, into what you're gonna eat and surround it and protect it and kind of just ask whoever, like your ancestors or your spirit guides, whatever you believe in, to protect you and cleanse whatever you're about to eat and put into your body, and that it gives you all the nutrients that you need and removes, your body will naturally renew.
It's like prayer, almost like people that pray before they eat, but a little bit, obviously, a little bit more,
a little deeper because like you're envisioning.
It's the act of the prayer. You know, it's like the act of the prayer, like what you're asking for and the prayer doing too.
And sometimes, you know, like I won't just stay there and like pray, and like I could do it naturally, like you know, as I'm just about to eat, like I'll know, you know, what I'm putting into my body, and I could tell that's, you know, that's what I eat, like. I grew up poor. There was times we didn't have food. There was times you got to eat whatever was there. Right. You know, so you have to figure out other ways.
Spam and egg, son.
Yep, all the time. Still do. But you got to do what you got to do, you know? Yeah. So, and we got to figure this way out. There are other ways. There are alternative ways to be able to stay healthy and balanced.
That's true. And our people always use alternative ways, man. That's why they can't beat us. They hate us for that shit, man. Because,
you know, we'll find a way to adapt.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? Always. Like, AIDS was supposed to take us all out. Crack was supposed to take us all out. Yeah. Heroin was supposed to take us all
slavery.
Out. Slavery. Slavery was supposed to been take us all out. You know what I mean? And then all this new shit, you know? So, jail, all this shit. Everything was supposed to, like, take us the fuck.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are nothing but wicked scientists that keep trying to
keep trying new shit. And we just keep, you know.
Well, they didn't plan on, and just like slavery and things like that, they didn't plan on what developed from that, because all these people had to be forced out of their will to do whatever, their spirituality grew. So whatever was taken from them physically, spiritually they got back, you know.
Definitely. I feel like, I mean, to be able to be the result of all of this, you know, we are the results of all the fights and all the energy it took to make it to this point. You know, who, all the ancestors that it took for it to make who we are sitting right here. We are the result of all that. You know,
we embody all that.
We embody all that. You know, there's a certain bloodlines that didn't make it to this point. You know, there's certain bloodlines that that's the last of them. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they died a few years. You know what I mean? And there's no more of that energy. There's no more of that soul living in this dimension.
I don't know. I feel them with me. Like, I've always felt that. Like, I've always felt like a presence, and it's like my bloodline, and they're like rooting,
right? Like, yes, go do it. Yes, yes, go.
Like, and that's where I get a lot of my guidance
from. I even think sometimes it's not just our bloodline, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's energies that feel we're doing the right thing and positive thing, and they're
or other way, you know, or the other way too. You get other energies. Oh yeah, yeah. They don't like what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of eyes on us on the in the unseen world, you know, good and bad, you know.
They battle each other for us too. I feel the good battle, you know what I'm saying? That's what I feel.
Yes, I agree. No, you're 1,000%
hear
it right.
Within here now.
Yeah, I can definitely hear. Yeah, they do. It's a big fight, you know? It's a big, big fight. So, like, even with healing work that I do, I have to always be mindful of just how, like, when you go out in the open and do this kind of work, it's not like the same of doing it in private.
Yeah,
it's a little different, you know. I have to be mindful of that at all times.
It can be dangerous, you
know? It's a very dangerous thing to do, honestly. Yeah. Which is why I waited so long to even go.
You have to do it right, be sure you're in the right ready place for that shit.
Oh my god, yes.
Yo, even this show, bro, we talk that shit, man. So, don't be surprised if we start getting that little hate mail or.
I don't give a
funny
fuck.
Little shit happening, you know what I'm saying? Don't be surprised.
That's all part of it. Absolutely. I think we all knew that. Like, knew that going into this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I already live a dangerous fucking lifestyle. So,
absolutely.
That's where our faith comes in. That's where our, you know, our will. Like, it is what it is. If we're here to do this, we're going to do it. And we're going to do it the best we can.
That's what we're here to do, you know? We can't run away from it.
Absolutely.
So, fuck the danger. It is what it is.
It is what it is. It's all part of it. Danger's all part of it.
Absolutely. I agree, man. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for. That's what we do. I don't know, man.
Talk to me about your clothing line, man. What's some of the new shit? What's some of the challenges? Like, you know, I want to hear more about the inside world of self-mathematics, bro. Talk to us.
I recently just dropped some t-shirts a couple weeks ago. It's the newest shit I got out right now. I got some hats coming out. I'm going to be going on vacation soon, and when I get back, I'll have some new hats. But, it's been a up and down road, man. Like, I'm an artist, so I've been drawing since I was a kid, so I love that shit. So I started applying it to clothes, you know what I mean, in school. And, you know, girls would want me to draw, like, their names and bubble letters or characters and shit, or even dudes, like a graffiti joint. And I started selling shit like that. And then just learning about it, man. Like, but I'm a one-man army in almost everything I do, man. So it's like, shit, I have a company, but I'm the secretary, the fucking marketer, the promoter, the fucking owner.
I know what you mean.
So it's like,
yes.
It's a lot.
It's a whole lot. That's a whole lot.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just keep doing it, man, because I love it. I'm blessed with a lot of the shit that I do. I don't do it as work, really. I do it because it keeps me sane, and it's a job. And I'm blessed to be able to make some economics off of that. You know what I'm saying? So
Right. That's ill, man. I mean, I remember I started off drawing too. That was my first love was drawing. You know what I'm saying? And then it developed into words and developed into other different things. But for anyone who doesn't live a life where your purpose is also generating money, you know, I understand the balance of finances, time with family, time with self, and creating at the same time, you know?
And happiness,
right. Yeah. Like, you know, I was thinking about this today. There's a lot of artists who are great fucking artists, you know what I'm saying? But because their personal life isn't balanced, they never get to see the fruit of their greatness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so I'll give you an example. If they don't have enough money to take care of what's going on in their household, they're not going to go record. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't have the equipment to record in their house, they got to pay for that. You know what I mean? Or the girls got to pay for beats. So, you know, but they don't, you know what I mean? And then the lack, it's a lot.
It's a balance.
It's a balance, yeah. So balance. It literally takes for you to, like, balance your life enough to be able to, you know, live this kind of life.
In social work, we call that like Maslow's hierarchy, and it's the triangle. And it's basically like you can't help people, like people can't get to enlightenment or self-fulfilling until they meet their basic needs. So when you go in to go help somebody, their basic needs are the most important
things. This
where do
true.
They sleep, where they eat, you know, things like that. They have a roof over their heads. So that makes me think of that.
Like, that's a very, you know? It's very real, and I think that's what made the Black Panthers so effective. They dealt with people's basic needs, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Making sure they were fed, making sure they were loved, you know what I'm saying? Making sure they got the help they needed if they needed it. Like, this is what, you know, Nation of Islam, you know what I mean? On certain levels at a certain point in time, you know what I mean? They were able to do certain things like that.
Yeah.
And that's what made them relevant at that time, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. people were providing shelter, food, clothing, things like that. You got people's ear when you can do things like that. You know what I mean? When
absolutely.
You can take care of their basic needs. But that's real. That is really real. And
Go ahead, man. No,
go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the Black Panthers were when I first started getting knowledge of self, the Black Panthers and Malcolm X was the first person and group that I studied to really get into it, because I was very interested in how they maneuvered and how they, you know, did it in the hood and shit, and mm-hmm. and with the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's
and how the Young Lords.
Yep, as well. After I learned about the Panthers, I came to learn about the Young Lords. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Break that down for those who don't know. Y'all just mentioned something.
Puerto Rican Black Panthers.
Pretty much. Yeah. They came like after like the Black Panthers mm-hmm. started in that movement.
They were interconnected too. Mm-hmm. They knew each other. They helped each other.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Say their names again.
The Black Panther Party and the Young Lords Party.
The Young Lords Party, yep.
They're also known for doing the same thing, you know what I mean? Starting breakfast programs for the kids before school.
Yeah, I'm about to say the government had
shelter.
To
like, mm-hmm. yeah,
take
yeah.
on those things. Yeah, almost come competition.
They walked around with, you know, like weapons and stuff like that. Just to kind of let them know that they were protected. Let the people know, you know, they had their backs. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they, you know, they had a 10-point program just like the Black Panthers, which was like, you know, kind of broke down the rules. Like, we will not do drugs. We will not drink in our communities. We will, you know, they had newspapers and shit where they just would print. I don't know if it was weekly or monthly, but they had their, you know, it was, they had their own, it was almost like a little, I don't want to say village, but almost a society. You know what I mean? Because they had their own news. You know what I mean? They had, and they
within
knew,
the society,
it was some real shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it was no Fox shit. It was some real nitty gritty. Mm-hmm. You know, really talking about what's going on. You know, yeah, those are the type of groups that that I started with when I was getting my knowledge of self, and I hold them very dear, like the Young Lords Party. Like, I have a lot of historical memorabilia from the Young Lords Party and the Black Panther Party. And I hold that dear. It's for my son mostly, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro, that it's very important. Actually, you know, anybody out there listening, if you don't know who they are, please study them, man. Look up the Young Lords Party and the Black Panther Party, man. You got Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. It's a lot of interesting folks, man, like Malcolm X and stuff like that. So check that out.
And if we had, you know, more solid movements like them, we could make things change, you know, like what we were saying earlier about how could we make this work, how it would be looking into parties like this and how they mobilized, how they did what they needed to do
together, right,
you know,
right.
that they became official, you know, to a point, because obviously they were taken down,
they got infiltrated,
let's go to that.
Learning from our past, that seems to be the one thing that has made, you know, whatever movement that was great, you know, collapse, was being infiltrated by those you can't trust. So, you know, I was thinking, wanting to how can I say this, more unify a metaphysical world, so to say, or people or, you know, teams of people, so to say, that can work with each other to facilitate the kind of healing that needs to happen across the world, you know. The one thing that I have run into that doesn't seem to quite have a solution for me is, how would I filter the people? Not necessarily me, but just even for everyone, every group, what would be the system for the group to filter people? You know what I mean? Like, so that's a very, especially in this age, you know, that we're in, it's
so hard, because like when we do things like that, we segregate, you know, and we divide. But at the same time, it's needed, security, safety.
But even when you do that, man, that dollar speaks for people, man, for some people, and they'll still come in and
do
and
shit.
Fuck you over, you know.
Right,
what I'm saying?
You know. Yeah. And then the thing is, you know, you may have one people that come in one way, but then if they don't turn after a period, like you said, money. You know what I'm saying? Somebody get offered a certain amount of bread.
And they
bread,
could turn
switch
their back
up,
like
right?
That,
you know what I'm saying? The bills or this and this and that is that money right there. They're gonna switch on you. So it's like, and these are some of the people that you feel like love you the most. So this is. That's the very difficult part of that is that, I mean, it makes me very like, damn, I want it, but like, I was at one point, I'm like, yo, I want to bring in a lot more people into my business and shit like that. And then when I started seeing people's intentions, started seeing what people, I'm like, yo, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of just made me back off. But that's the thing I have yet to really quite understand. What is a foolproof, quantifiable, a tangible way to filter people, not just in the way I would do it, but something that I could share with other groups for them to be able to do it in their own way.
I don't think it could ever be foolproof, though. Unfortunately, you know, you could be very militant and be a well-built machine, but machines break down. Machines need to get oil. Machines, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And again, because of the money, and you know, you'll never be able to get it 100%.
Even 99 or 90 or you're close, you know what I mean? Just something that, you know, makes more sense than what we got now.
That 1% could
take it
all under.
It could
put the whole rug right under your feet. So
right.
That's why
it's a very difficult thing.
Right,
that's
right,
like the old
right.
stories, like even Jesus was betrayed, you
right.
know, by his closest. So it's like.
Yeah, so it's still something that doesn't have an answer quite yet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that is the reason why unification and things like that hasn't really happened. Now in this age, you know, we've seen this happen time and time again where you just can't trust motherfuckers.
Yeah, so nobody trusts each other and everybody's kind of like on their own.
Yeah,
way,
which makes things move a little slower.
Yeah, always.
Yeah,
a bit slower. Even these, the powers that be, the people that control everything, they fight amongst themselves too.
Right.
Because somebody always wants to be at the top. Mm-hmm. Right. This one wants more than that. But I don't know how they, you know, I don't know their formula, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, they're like, yo, if we keep this shit up, we're gonna lose our whole dynasty. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they gotta, even them, they have a problems like that. You know, so I don't know, man. I don't think it could ever be a foolproof. You know,
it's true.
But
it's true. Something close, man. But even if it's close, it's still, like you said, that big risk. Because 1% can do it, shit. 10% can really do it.
Yeah.
20% can really, really do it. You know what I mean? Like if you have something that like there's some holes or some loopholes, you better believe somebody gonna jump through it.
That's
a tough one, man. Like, damn, it's like this. We get to that point. It's like, okay, well, shit. What now? You know what I mean? Like, how would you even
I
come
think
together
that's where
with
our
a solution
intuition
to that?
Comes into play. Like, we just gotta know, like, to trust our God based on our experiences and what
we
know.
That's tricky too, man.
Well, you know what? It exists, and when you're doing something like that, you gotta know it exists, and also you gotta know how to take action when it happens. You gotta know how to handle that person or that situation, and
right. So I'm just trying to see, because I mean, the way I'm even like, I'm looking at this, like everything I said is very positive, very dope, you know what I'm saying? And it can apply. But I'm pretty sure our greats have applied all these things, you know what I mean? So it's like, what is it that they didn't do that I would do different, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In these different areas, you know what I'm saying? Like, how would I come up with something that they necessarily weren't able to with as organized as some of our forefathers and forepeople were, you know what I mean? It's a very difficult thing to fathom that I'm going to be able to, you know, have the extra piece on my own. So it's deep. It's a very deep thing. You know, I've been looking at a lot of different people's movements and seeing how and why, the hows and whys, you know what I mean? And it just makes me feel like, shit, I guess I will do it on my own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, every person on it, you know, doing it with a few people that they can connect with, but like, oh, a movement?
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's hard. And a lot of people aren't on the same page. You know, a lot of people might not see things the way you do. They just, you know, they might go against what you want to do, and it's going to stop you. It's going to put you back a little bit.
But you also have to protect yourself, especially if you want to do something,
especially something like that.
I mean, I'll speak from experience, man. Like, I try to do a lot of that stuff, man, but I have to hold back into, you know, with the people I kind of have to deal with. Like, I'm very selective. And I move a certain way because of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it could just all fall down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, you put so much into shit and you really want to make a change, you got to move you know, you just gotta be very, very precautious.
Very, yeah. Yeah.
So, but yo, also, you know, you said you wanted to be a part of something like that, man. And I think the show is something like that. It's just a little bit different, but you know, we're being revolutionaries on the mic. You know what I'm saying? We're opening people's minds up to shit that they might have not known, or shit that they could learn from. And you know what I mean? I think it's
I think what we're doing now is part of the movement. You know what I mean? Like what we're doing on a group level, on an individual level, is also, it's definitely causing waves in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? It's causing movement. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think when we think movement, you know, we think of you know, like thousands of people being on the same page, or at least hundreds. You know what I mean? Being on the same page and that, making moves.
I think of a flow of a wave.
Right, right.
That's the problem, right. Being on the same page, man. I mean, I'd rather be in that 1% that's actually, you know, mobilizing and moving than being in that 100%. That's just not really doing shit. Right, you know what I mean? Because that 1% is going to really make change. Some
kind of even moves. If it's a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's the only solution I feel like I've kind of like come to, is that we're just going to have to do mm-hmm. what we're doing.
Yeah.
If we can't move on a mass level like the way they used to back then, it's too risky.
Because, you know,
it's way too risky.
They say there's powers in numbers, but that's only if the numbers are working together.
Right.
Moving,
and,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
not
like,
moving, man.
That's a great example. Like, so, like, you have different members of your body. If your cells were to fight, you know, each other, like cancer or something like that, sickle mm-hmm. cell, you're going to deal with pain, you're going to deal with, you're not going to reach your potential, you're not going to be, your body's fighting itself, the members of your body is fighting each other.
Yeah.
And that's what it is in these movements, you know, you literally are like a sick person moving to where you're trying to go, and it just doesn't quite, you know, work out the best, but a single cell might be able to do a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's deep, man. It's deep because, you know, they don't want that, man. They want that divide and conquer. You know? That's why, you know, the whole, when we were talking about the Black Panthers, the whole COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence mm-hmm. program, that was their mission, to drop the crack in the hood and have people infiltrate and hate each other and you know. And
to me,
and it's deep. They're still walking around, you know, years later in the same
even with hip-hop. Hip-hop had that, too. Remember the hip-hop police shit that they used to talk about back in the day? That shit was real, man.
Yeah, it was real.
That shit was real.
I think it's still real. You know? But I think it was way, like, you know, like a newer thing then, you know.
Yeah.
I think they kind of got shit on lock at this point, unfortunately. Yeah.
And you know what? It's real, but I don't think they're working as much as they used to, because the shit got so dumbed down that back in the day, it was still like that golden era shit where they were talking knowledge and shit and opening people's eyes. Now
it could go the other way type thing.
I don't know.
That
I
got
to tell you. I went to like a little Caribbean spot in New Orleans. It was like a hip-hop Caribbean place. And I walked in and I swear I saw zombies. Everywhere. And then they were playing reggae. It was like reggae night, you know, and all that. And that's why I wanted to go. I love reggae. And I'm like, oh yeah, reggae dance. Nobody moved. I've never gone to a place that they play reggae.
Yeah, and nobody.
And everybody was like this, like just like zoned out. And
it's that methadone.
Yeah, then they started playing trap music, and it completely changed.
Everybody started moving,
and then they were doing the same movements, and then they were chanting, and I was like, "This is some other shit."
Yeah.
It definitely felt like some other shit.
Yeah, it could start to feel like other shit with trap music. You play certain trap music, it gets everybody in the same vibe. That vibe is not a vibe you really want to fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So it's interesting.
I've experienced that too, you know, going to certain places and it just feels, you walk in and it's just, everything just drops. It feels dead. It's that energy, that weight is on your shoulders. It's like, yo, I gotta get the fuck up out of here, you know? Like, this ain't what's up right now. So, true. We're about to cut this one short, man. Well, not short, you know, it's about an hour, man. But, I think it was a good one, man.
That was a nice song.
We got to dissect. Yeah. We usually talk a lot about this shit during other shows, but we really don't dissect the shit.
Right.
We dissected
a lot of it. Yeah. About things.
So, man, I think it was a good show, man. The whole zombie shit, interweblians. You know, we know you guys aren't zombies because you're here listening with us.
Yeah.
If not, you'd be listening to trap music. But you're rocking with us right now. I think we're going to let it go, man. Don't forget, backyardmechashow.com. Backyard Mecca, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to check out the all new Gorilla Podcast Network. Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram and Facebook. And that's about it. Come tune in. We'll see you guys next Wednesday and Sunday. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace,
peace. Peace.
interwebs.